Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkison here. Welcome to another edition of Full Measure After Hours. Today, ProPublica's Liz Mohan tells about the investigation into the unprecedented safety recall of America's most popular CPAP machines. Sunday, April 14th on Full Measure, I'll be looking into a story that it seems should have made a lot bigger news. It's a huge recall of America's most popular CPAP machines. In June of 2021, after discovering a potential health risk that was related to the foam used in some of these CPAP machines, the company Philips issued a voluntary recall. Millions of people rely on these continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP machines to help them sleep better at night. Chances are you or someone you know uses or has used a CPAP machine. So when there was this huge safety recall of one brand, it raised a lot of questions and many of them are still open today. We are going to be hearing today from Liz Mohan, who is a video journalist at the investigative nonprofit ProPublica. She's part of the team that covered this story. She helped make a short documentary that's called With Every Breath. Before we hear from her, you should know that in a statement, Philips has said it does not agree with the characterizations in ProPublica's reporting on this topic. Philips has said that the company's priority is patient safety and quality. Philips has said that it regrets any distress and concern for patients, their families, and care providers in this matter and deeply apologizes. Now here's ProPublica's Liz Mohan.
What got you into the topic of CPAPs?
The topic of CPAPs came to me from the reporters who had already started this investigation. And so this investigation was co-reported by reporters at ProPublica and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and they approached me wanting to really bring out the human impact of the recall. While they were really focused on the science and on Philips and what went wrong, they asked me to distill their findings into an emotional human, and they asked me to distill their findings in a way that brought out the impact. Who are the patients and doctors affected?
If you had to tell the story, like the front flap of a book in just a couple of sentences, how would you summarize what this to you is a story of?
This is a story about patients and doctors who are impacted by the Philips Respironics recall of their CPAP machines and respiratory breathing devices. For over 11 years, they withheld complaints from users who reported defects, and they withheld that information from the public.
If you can explain in really simple terms what a CPAP device does for people, they may have sort of a general idea but not really know much about it.
A CPAP machine provides gentle air pressure to the user. Essentially, when you have sleep apnea, your throat muscles relax to such a degree that your airway collapses. And this can cause you to stop breathing. And it can signal to your body that an emergency is happening because oxygen is decreasing. So essentially, a CPAP machine just provides gentle air pressure through the nose or through the nose and mouth, and it keeps the airway open just enough to keep the user breathing smoothly all night.
What was the heart of the complaints about these CPAP machines?
The heart of the complaints were that users were finding black particles, black specks, dust and contamination in their machines. Even users who wash their machines every day, every other day, they saw these tiny black particles in the tubing of their machines, and they reported them.
The implication is they were breathing that stuff in?
Yeah, the implication. So the foam that was used in the machines is an industrial foam that is also found in sofas and mattresses. And at high heat, the foam can break down into these tiny disintegrated particles that are known to be toxic and potentially carcinogenic.
What was the company's response, did you discover as part of the co-investigation that you did, when they began to get these complaints from consumers?
Philips received over 3,700 complaints over the span of 11 years. And they first launched an investigation in 2019, which was 9 years after the first complaint. And their response was that complaints leading up to the recall were few and far between, and that they responded as soon as they understood the potential significance of the problem.
Did you find any evidence to the contrary?
No.
Okay. But 3,700 doesn't seem like just a few.
Right. And these 3,700 complaints were over the span of 11 years. They were not all at once, and then they withheld them.
Still,
that's trickling in.
Seems like a significant number.
Yes, yes.
What's the story of the Starks, who are featured in your video?
The Starks represent a couple who represent the fear of patients who are using this machine. So when I approached the documentary, I was thinking a lot about the crossroads that patients face. They have to make the decision to continue using a machine that down the road might harm them, or stop using the machine and risk not sleeping, not having REM sleep, not healing as a process of sleep. And the Starks are a couple who did all the right things. They are in their 70s. They work out. They eat healthfully. They went on CPAP machines as soon as their doctor told them. They went on CPAP machines as soon as their doctor diagnosed them with sleep apnea. But all along, they were doing the right things, and yet they're told your health might be harmed from using these machines. So they represent the fear.
What is the long-term impact for people who... Did some people become sick right away or over these 11 years? And are other people at risk of becoming sick in the future even if they stop?
Yeah. At the time of the recall, the FDA and Philips agreed that using these CPAP machines could lead to asthma, could lead to respiratory problems, could lead to potential toxic and cancer-causing risks. But since the recall, Philips has walked back on those claims, and they said that the initial testing was based on a worst-case scenario outcome, and they maintain that the machines are still safe. And so we really cannot say if people using these machines have gotten sick because of the machines. We can only see that patients who use these machines got sick at the time of using the machines. Patients got sick and patients died while using these machines, but we cannot say for sure certain that that is linked.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is there any toll of how many this happened to, whether or not it's definitively linked, but how many people got sick and or died?
I can only say that millions of people use these machines and are impacted. We don't know to the degree, we cannot say for certain that someone was sick or died because of the machine. We can't say a number.
What would you say is the overarching lesson you learned as you found out more about this case, how it was handled by both the company and the government?
It was very apparent to me that sleep apnea is something that can happen to anyone. Sleep is something that I took for granted. And when I was approached to make this film, I thought about how do I make a film about sleep apnea relate to anyone who sleeps. And Dr. Carol Stark said, sleep isn't a luxury. It isn't optional. We all have a right to sleep. And so for these patients, I think about how they were not given a right to know sooner the risks of their machines. If they had been told even a few years sooner, we don't know if the machine could harm you, but we're letting you make that decision.
Are there many competitors? Can people choose a different model, or is this the largest maker and really the only go-to?
Philips' main competitor is ResMed, and ResMed uses a different type of foam from Philips, and they are the leading competitor along with Philips. When I was thinking about visualizing this film, and I was tasked to, how do you visualize sleep? How do you visualize these particles? When the FDA complaints said that patients found black particles, black shavings, dust, and contamination, I was looking for metaphors in our natural world. So I filmed water droplets at night. I filmed water droplets coming out of a sprinkler to get at what these particles might look like, just to get you in that headspace. I filmed fog. I filmed sunset. I filmed bed frames and pillows to try to just help people. Everyone sleeps. In addition to that, is as important as it is to talk about the patients who were impacted by this recall, the doctors are also very much impacted. So when we were casting for this documentary, we were looking for a patient who was sick, which is Mark Edwards, and Mark Edwards has pre-existing conditions, and a lot of people on sleep apnea have pre-existing conditions. And if you have these pre-existing conditions, you need a CPAP machine even more to be able to heal, to be able to manage that. So Mark really shows someone who is sick and is potentially sicker because of this machine. The Starks represent the fear of, will they find out tomorrow that they are harmed? And then to tie them all together is Dr. Braden in Hillsboro, Oregon, who described the chaos of, in the weeks after the recall, 20,000 patients over the course of the time calling, asking for direction. But the doctors were caught in the middle too, because they wanted to provide answers to their patients. They wanted to clearly say, this is when you'll get a replacement. This is how much it's harming you or not harming you. But they didn't know either. And so this was one of the most chaotic and disruptive recalls in medical history. And it affected patients and doctors to the extreme.
If you'd like to see Liz Mohan and ProPublica's documentary With Every Breath, you can go to ProPublica.org and search With Every Breath, or it's even easier just to go to your search engine and type in ProPublica and CPAP or ProPublica and With Every Breath. Again, Philips, for its part, has put out a statement saying the remediation of its sleep therapy devices is nearing completion, while the remediation of the affected ventilators, separate issue, is ongoing, and that everyone at Philips is committed to achieving and maintaining the highest standards, building on a culture of integrity and compliance. There is a postscript to this, by the way. The Food and Drug Administration is warning patients and healthcare providers to carefully monitor the follow-up to the problematic CPAP machines, the Philips DreamStation 2 CPAP machines, for signs of overheating. According to the FDA, quote, the FDA recently received medical device reports associated with thermal issues such as fire, smoke, burns, and other signs of overheating while people are using Philips DreamStation 2 CPAP machines. The FDA goes on to say, the agency observed a recent increase in reports about these thermal issues with DreamStation 2 CPAP machines. Between August 1st, 2023 and November 15th, 2023, The FDA received more than 270 reports of problems associated with the device, compared to fewer than 30 the previous 3 years. So, says the FDA, consumers should be aware that some DreamStation 2 CPAP machines were distributed as replacements for the recalled DreamStation 1 CPAP machines, and based on the currently available evidence, the agency does not believe the safety issue with the DreamStation 2 is related to the foam that had been used in the machine. For more information on all of this, you can not only read the ProPublica investigation, but look at the FDA and what it says about it, and visit usa.philips.com, Philips spelled with one L in the middle. I hope you catch Full Measure Sunday, April 14th, to watch the full report on this matter. You can go to cherylackeson.com and click the Full Measure tab to see a list of stations and times, or you can always just watch at fullmeasure.news online on Sundays at about 9:31 a.m. Eastern Time. Then the program is posted at fullmeasure.news thereafter, around noon on Sunday. So if you happen to be listening to this after April 14th, you can watch a replay anytime at fullmeasure.news. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and that if you did, you'll leave a terrific review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. And be sure to check out my other podcast with original and fascinating topics, the Cheryl Ackeson Podcast. Now, you can support independent journalism causes by visiting cherylackeson.com and clicking the store tab for some thought-provoking and fun products that are designed exclusively for independent and free thinkers like you and your family and friends. Proceeds benefit independent reporting causes like the ION Awards that I've started to encourage independent, off-narrative, accurate news reporting. And you absolutely will not want to miss reading my new book. You can pre-order it now. It's called Follow the Science: How Big Pharma Misleads, Obscures, and Prevails. There is stunning and instructive and helpful information in Follow the Science. You can order it from the bookstore of your choice or at HarperCollins or Amazon. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself.